Lisa Lanier is the official attorney of the Two Guys Named Chris show. You can find her at LanierLawGroup.com. She's president there. We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show, and our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, joins us now. This segment is called Lawyer Up. Lisa dives inside three different legal stories. Good morning, Lisa. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I hope you guys are.
Well, yes, we are, and it's great to talk to you. And I want to speak to you about birth control, if I can, here for just a second. It's a story about over 100 women who had their birth control pills from a company called Qualitest Pharmaceuticals, a subsidiary of Endo Pharmaceuticals. And what happened with these is, if you know anything about birth control, you've got three or four rows of pills and then one row of the placebo. And what happened to these more than 100 women is the packaging was messed up, so you had three or four rows of placebo and then one row of the actual pill.
Not quite. No, they just had it reversed.
It was reversed.
Yeah, instead of taking the placebo pills the final week of the cycle of the pills, it was in the first week. When I believe you may be a female, may be most fertile.
So at her most fertile, she's on the placebo part of the pill. So because of that, more than 100 women got pregnant. And now they're suing. And here's what they want. They want the company to pay for their kids all the way through high school. All the way, you know, to raise those children to 18 or maybe to 21. And I'll tell you something, Lisa. I agree with them. What do you think about their chances?
Well, it's really interesting. The courts are all over the place, all across our country, because there are a lot of hot ethical issues that are involved in saying that a child should not have been brought into the world. That pushes a lot of ethical buttons for folks. And where most states come down on it, the majority recognize some kind of a wrongful conception or wrongful pregnancy type of lawsuit. Where you see states really back off that, though, is where someone had an intended pregnancy, but there was some negligence or mishap in, say, genetic testing or something of that nature, and then people say, well, I should have been allowed the option of choosing to abort this child, but you didn't do the genetic testing properly, and now I'm going to give birth to this very, very disabled child.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they really... they kind of draw a line, but the majority of states say that where there is a wrongful conception, either through, you know, a birth control error like this, or sometimes it's some states recognize it for a botched vasectomy or tubal ligation, something like that. Then they do get to recover in the majority of states for the child rearing costs, which can be hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I like it. I think they should. I think this company should pay for that. And you say the words botched vasectomy. We all sit up in here.
Yeah, that does get your attention. Yeah.
Oof, that'll get you.
You know, Lisa, if I may just jump in here on behalf of the giant pharmaceutical company. You know, my wife and I, we were talking about the story when it first broke, and they showed a picture on the news of the pills, the way the birth control pills are laid out. My wife is familiar with it, and she said, you know, if I had gotten this package from my pharmacy, the first thing I would have done is contacted my doctor and or pharmacist and said, this looks different than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it was your first experience, I get that.
Yeah.
But if you've been on the pill for a while, I know my pharmacy tells me when there's been a change in the medication.
Well, that's what I was going to say is, wouldn't most people just go along there? Well, they've changed it. Maybe they do. Maybe that's what a lot of people did here, is just thought, well, I guess they changed this, so whatever.
Well,
you know,
I mean, that's a defense that pharmaceutical companies use frequently, or pharmacies, when they do commit a prescription error. They say, well, you should have known. But I have to say that I think your wife is just smarter than your average bear.
Mm-hmm.
And most people are much more blindly following whatever they're given and just assume that there's been a change in the packaging, a change in the pills or whatever. And most people just don't question.
She is very smart and attractive.
What?
We'll go to the next story.
Objection.
Let's go to the next. The next story is about a pilot who works for Allegiant Air. And in June, he was in charge of a flight. He was flying a plane from Florida to Maryland. And there was smoke, he says, coming from the engines. And he got reports from flight attendants saying they smelled smoke. So he turned around, went back to Florida, St. Petersburg, had an emergency landing, had the emergency crew meet them on the runway, and he, when they got off the plane, deployed those emergency slides for people.
All four of them.
All of them, just for people to slide down. Now, he's lost his job, fired, because the airline says, you didn't need to do all that. You certainly didn't need to take the slides down. It wasn't that big of an emergency. And it cost $25,000 to deploy those slides. Plus some
each slide.
Each slide, $25,000. And some people got injured sliding down the slides, hurt their ankles and such. So he's suing to get his job back because he says, hey, I've got to put my passenger safety above anything else. You're putting profits over people. Tell us, Lisa, does he win his case?
I think he may, because there is a thing called public policy that an employer is not allowed to terminate an employee if it's against public policy. And the idea is something that you would not want someone punished for because it would in some way harm the public. Mm-hmm. And so in this situation, you know, if a pilot has to exercise this judgment that the passengers are in jeopardy, you don't want that person second-guessing that and being afraid, well, you know, if I do what I need to do to protect these passengers, I may be terminated.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that kind of a public policy violation. You want the pilot to be able to do what is best in the best interest of the passengers. And here, he had not dumped his fuel. It was a very, very large aircraft that had a ton of fuel on it, and they had identified that the smoke was coming from one of the engines. And he was worried that, you know, all that has to happen is a spark get to that jet fuel, and then all of a sudden he's got an airliner full of crispy critters, and he didn't want that.
I like the way you put that. I like the way you say that, crispy critters.
God, for a second, I thought she was going donut.
I like it. I think you're exactly right on that. But again, in the words of the large faceless airline, wasn't that big a deal? You know, I mean, come on.
There's a little smoke coming out of the engine.
A little smoke, you know.
Fly faster, put it out.
Yeah. What do you do? What are you trying to do?
What puts out smoke? What puts out flame? Wind.
Wind. It goes fly faster. I agree with you on that one. And I think I know where you're going to go with this next one, too. In Lawyer Up, here, our segment with Lisa Lanier, our official attorney. Usually schools win this type of thing. I don't see how they can here. Klein Collins High School in Texas, Klein, Texas, has a sophomore student, 16-year-old Haley Gibbons. An assistant principal who she had never met thought she was acting strangely, so took her to the office. He accused her of being on drugs or alcohol, so they got a battery of tests run. And her mother was fine with this. She said, yes, I'll get a huge amount of tests run to make sure there's no drugs or alcohol, no barbiturates, nothing in my child's system. She's always been a good student and never had any of this kind of trouble. Everything came back clean. They say, I don't even want an apology. I just want her back in school. They suspended her anyway, and she's been out for some time now, like a month. And she's been sentenced to go somewhere else for 30 days. They want her back in school, and they're considering a lawsuit. Would they win one here, Lisa, over this school?
Yeah, I think they probably would. You know, since the 70s, the Supreme Court ruled that students do have due process rights when they're accused of a serious infraction that can result in a serious penalty, like a suspension, or in this case, like an alternative school suspension type thing. And typically, you would see her get a formal notice of a hearing and a formal hearing, say, before the school board, where she could present her evidence that she had this drug testing and alcohol testing done and she was clean. But here, they just didn't want to hear it. They just immediately suspended her. And apparently, they did it just on her behavior, and they didn't drug test her. They gave the parents the name of this lab, and so the parents took her immediately mm-hmm. to the lab and had her tested. And then the school said, well, we don't know if that was really valid.
They gave her the name of the drug testing company. So I'm totally for the parents. It's very difficult for me here, Lisa, because usually I'm on the side of ginormous companies and corporations and very anti-teen. And today I come down on the side of the teen and the little guy. You know me.
You're right. Need to lie down?
This is crazy. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I just defended chain restaurants. Not 5 minutes ago. Great chain restaurant. I don't know what's wrong with me today. I'm very anti-teen, but in this case, I like her. I like the cut of her jib. And I think she should be rewarded by, at the very least, going back to school. And they do owe her an apology. And I like the lawsuit. Lisa Lanier, as always, answered our questions perfectly. Got inside three different lawsuits on Lawyer Up. She's available to you as well, LanierLawGroup.com, for any legal case. Lisa, thank you very much, as always. We appreciate it.